You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Friday, July 17th, 2026. TGIF. Thank goodness it's flex. For now, at least. US LPG. Ethane exports can't grow without it. Published by Rusty Brazil. Over the past 18 months, Gulf Coast dock capacity capable of handling either LPG or ethane has grown significantly. It's something relatively new called flex capacity, and it's a darn good thing it's online. Without it, both LPG and ethane export capacity would already be maxed out. That would leave U.S. producers with no ability to increase exports, or production that depends on those exports, by another single molecule. As it is, flex capacity is allowing both the LPG and ethane export markets to continue growing, at least for now. But how that flex capacity is allocated between LPG and ethane will have an increasingly important influence on exports and ultimately on the flow dynamics of both markets. In today's RBN blog, we'll review how rapidly LPG and ethane exports have grown, how flex export facilities work, the impact of export capacity constraints we are seeing in the markets today, and what all of that means for the next phase of U.S. LPG and ethane export growth. LPG and ethane exports soar. You might want to take a look at Figure 1 on the website, which shows that U.S. exports of LPG and ethane have expanded dramatically over the past several years, with almost all of that growth occurring on the Gulf Coast. The left graph shows U.S. LPG exports, with the green layer showing exports from Pad 3, Gulf Coast, and the blue layer showing LPG exports from the other pads, mostly from Energy Transfer's Marcus Hook Terminal on the East Coast and Alta Gas's Ferndale facility on the West Coast. Similarly, the orange layer in the right graph shows ethane exports from the Gulf Coast and the purple layer shows ethane exports from elsewhere, again, from Marcus Hook. U.S. LPG exports have more than doubled from about 1.2 million barrels per day in 2018 to 2.6 million barrels per day so far in 2026, for an 11% compound annual growth rate, or CAGR, while ethane exports have climbed even faster, from roughly 0.25 million barrels per day to nearly 0.7 million barrels per day, 13% CAGR, over the same period. About 90% of that growth has come from Pad 3, underscoring the Gulf Coast position as the epicenter of the world's NGL export market. That export growth was not optional. It was absolutely necessary. Shale development has continued to generate increasing volumes of propane, butane, and ethane alongside crude oil and natural gas production, while domestic demand for LPG has been flat and ethane demand stagnated after a slew of new pet chems came online in the second half of the 2010s. Exports have therefore become the primary mechanism for balancing the U.S. NGL market. As a result, export docks now move over 40% of U.S. NGLs to overseas markets. That makes export capacity, and particularly the new generation of flex capacity, a critical factor in determining whether U.S. LPG and ethane exports can continue to grow. So, what is flex capacity? Until recently, NGL export terminals were built around a single product. An ethane terminal exported ethane, while an LPG terminal exported LPG, propane, and butane. That product dedication was essentially fixed from the day the facility entered service. However, over the past 4 years, two companies broke that mold by introducing ethane LPG flex capacity. The concept allows the same dock to export either ethane or LPG, with operators shifting capacity between products as market conditions or contractual commitments warrant. Energy Transfer was the first to publicly announce the concept in 2023 with its 250,000 barrels per day Flexport expansion at Nederland, Texas, which entered service in mid-2025. Enterprise followed in April 2024, announcing the second phase of its Neches River Terminal in nearby Orange County, Texas, a flex facility capable of exporting either 180,000 barrels per day of ethane or 360,000 barrels per day of propane. For now, no butane. The first cargo from the flex terminal, Neches River Phase 2, loaded in the spring of this year. Much of the innovation lies in the refrigeration system needed to export the products. Ethane must be cooled to approximately minus 89 degrees Celsius before loading, while propane requires cooling to only about minus 42 degrees Celsius and butane about 0 degrees Celsius. As a result, ethane is roughly twice as refrigeration intensive as propane on a per barrel basis, while butane requires comparatively little refrigeration. Because refrigeration capacity at a terminal is fixed, the more refrigeration required per barrel, the fewer barrels a terminal can prepare for loading over a given period. The refrigeration plant therefore becomes a principal factor determining the flex terminal's effective export capacity, with operators allocating that refrigeration capacity among the products being loaded as market conditions dictate. That flexibility has proven to be far more valuable than simply adding another export berth. Global demand for ethane and LPG is driven by different markets and follows different seasonal patterns, so export opportunities rarely move in lockstep. A flex terminal allows operators to redirect export capability toward the product generating the strongest demand, within contractual obligations, giving the Gulf Coast export system a degree of operational flexibility that had not previously existed. Flex fills the gap. Both of those flex projects are now fully up and running, but there are additional ways to flex besides that basic ethane-LPG flex system. For example, the Enterprise Navigator Gas Morgan's Point terminal on the Houston Ship Channel can switch between ethane and ethylene rather than ethane and LPG, and therefore adds another option to swing between alternative markets. And Energy Transfer's flex unit at Nederland can actually flex between ethane, LPG, and ethylene, providing another level of flexibility to adjust to rapidly changing market conditions, all at one facility. Energy Transfer could actually load ethane, ethylene, propane, and butane on the same ship at the same dock without shifting if someone were crazy enough to want it. While Energy Transfer and Enterprise were engineering and building their flex trains, upstream production of ethane, propane, and butane kept climbing. Those growing volumes steadily filled up the Gulf Coast's existing dedicated LPG and ethane refrigeration, the fixed capacity that predates any of the flex projects. Here's the market implication. Enterprise and Energy Transfer are the only two companies operating dedicated ethane export terminals on the Gulf Coast. Enterprise's original Morgan's Point ethane dock and Energy Transfer's original Nederland ethane export service. Dedicated LPG export capacity is more broadly distributed, with major terminals operated by Enterprise, Energy Transfer, Targa Resources, and Phillips 66, along with a couple of smaller Gulf Coast export facilities. However, because Enterprise and Energy Transfer are also the only companies that have added ethane-LPG flex capacity, essentially all of the export system's remaining room to grow without additional infrastructure investment now runs through facilities operated by those two companies. Figure 2 shows why that capability matters so much today. First, consider LPG exports. Combined monthly LPG export volumes from Enterprise, Energy Transfer, Targa, Phillips 66 and smaller players ran just under the region's dedicated LPG capacity of about 2.2 million barrels per day for most of 2025. Volumes broke above dedicated capacity for the first time in January 2026, slipped back below it in February and March, then moved above it in April. Over the past 3 months, combined LPG exports have averaged roughly 2.4 million barrels per day, well above the dedicated capacity line. About a quarter of Energy Transfer's LPG volume is now moving through its flex capacity at Nederland rather than dedicated refrigeration units. Enterprise's Neches River flex train, in turn, has ramped since startup and has averaged around 130,000 barrels per day of propane over the past 3 months. The volumes above the red line show how much of the Gulf Coast's total LPG loading capability now depends on flex capacity rather than product-dedicated docks. Now that combined volumes are consistently exceeding dedicated capacity, that flex headroom is what's letting LPG exports keep growing. The ethane graph to the right tells a similar story. Note the y-axis is a smaller scale, topping out at just 1 million barrels per day versus 3 million barrels per day for LPG. Gulf Coast ethane exports have climbed roughly 60% in the past 18 months, from about 380,000 barrels per day in early 2025 to around 600,000 barrels per day most recently. Dedicated ethane capacity stepped up from 300,000 barrels per day to 420,000 barrels per day in mid-2025, when Enterprise Neches River Phase 1 came online, but exports have run above even that higher dedicated ceiling for most of the past year. Much of that growth has flowed through flex capacity, either Energy Transfer's Nederland Ethane Ethylene LPG Flex Service or Enterprise's Ethane Ethylene Flex Unit at Morgan's Point. That sets up a real export capacity tug-of-war. Both LPG and ethane exports are now regularly exceeding their dedicated capacity, so both are leaning on the same pool of flex capacity to keep growing. A barrel of flex capacity used for ethane this month is a barrel that isn't available for LPG, and vice versa. Going forward, expect firm capacity contracts, like the operator's long-term ethane commitments, to get first claim on flex space, with any remaining room allocated by whichever product's economics look better in a given month, or by whoever is willing to pay a capacity holder enough to step aside. For a while, the flex capacity operators will be in the driver's seat. But not for long. More dedicated LPG capacity is on the way, which will eventually ease that half of the tug of war. Enterprise's EHT expansion on the Houston Ship Channel is set to add 300,000 barrels per day of dedicated LPG capacity later this year. Targa has 130,000 barrels per day of dedicated LPG capacity coming on in 2027. ONEOK and MPLX's Texas City project is expected to add another 400,000 barrels per day in the second half of 2028, and Energy Transfer is adding 55,000 barrels per day of LPG capacity. Even as that new capacity comes online, flex capacity will continue to be an important balancing mechanism for the Gulf Coast NGL export system, particularly for ethane, with the only additional dedicated ethane capacity on the horizon being Energy Transfer's recently announced 240,000 barrels per day ethane expansion at Nederland. Flex will allow export capacity to be more responsive to shifts in supply and demand. For shippers of both products, how that flex space gets split month to month will be an important indicator of NGL balances in the U.S. and global markets. Last Friday night, TGIF was written by Katy Perry, Lucas Gottwald, Max Martin and Bonnie McKee, and appears as the second song on Katy Perry's third studio album, Teenage Dream. The song is about waking up the day after a wild party the night before. Mark Klasfeld directed the video for the song, which features guest appearances by Rebecca Black, Kenny G, and a hilarious Corey Feldman as Perry's father. Released as a single in June 2011, it went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart and has been certified 6X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Personnel on the record were Katy Perry, vocals, guitar, piano, Dr. Luke, drum programming, Max Martin, keyboards, drums, programming, and Lenny Pickett, saxophone. Teenage Dream was recorded between October 2009 and April 2010 at Conway, Henson, Rocket Carousel, and the Boom Boom Room in Los Angeles, playback in Santa Barbara, California, Silent Sound and Triangle Sound in Atlanta, studio at the Palms in Las Vegas, and Rick the Mic in New York City. Produced by Max Martin, Dr. Luke, Benny Bianco, C. Tricky Stewart, Stargate, Greg Wells, Sandy V, and Ammo. The album was released in August 2010. It went to number one on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and has been certified Diamond, 10 million copies sold, by the RIAA. Six singles were released from the LP. Katy Perry, Catherine Elizabeth Hudson, is an American singer, songwriter, and television personality. She released her first album, The Gospel Katy Hudson, at 16 in 2001 to little success. After relocating to Los Angeles, she signed with Capitol Records and released her debut album with them, One of the Boys, in June 2008. The album went 3X Platinum, fueled by the success of the hit single, I Kissed a Girl. Alternative artist Jill Sobule had a charting single with the same title in 1995. Perry has released 7 studio albums, 1 compilation album, 7 EPs and 43 singles, and has sold more than 151 million records worldwide. She has won 5 American Music Awards, 16 ASCAP Pop Music Awards, a Brit Award, and 7 MTV Video Music Awards. Perry served as a judge on American Idol from 2018 to 2024. She has appeared in 6 motion pictures and 2 documentaries. Perry continues to record and tour, and is currently on tour in Europe on her out-of-office tour.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.